Is inflation coming back?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index rose by 0.1% in June. This sets the inflation over the last 12 months at 1.6%, well below Fed's target rate of 2%. Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. Prior to the recession, the Fed basically ignored serious banking data alarms and even reset a database to make it look less bad. But even the new version fell into red. The Fed eventually discovered that the alarms were for real, and to its credit, it then went to town on raising the money supply and helping many banks fend off bankruptcy. It then rapidly raised the amount of high-powered money in circulation, raising it by more than fourfold. Why didn't this cause high inflation, similar to the Germany's hyperinflation of last century? There are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into the economy at a time that the second Great Depression was knocking on the door. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is the rate of circulation of money, had crashed like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pumped into the system, since it was circulating at a slower and slower pace, it didn't cause inflation. And also the fact that the 21st century global economy is so very different from last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. June data shows increases in the cost of shelter while the index for energy prices dropped. The increase in shelter costs was led by a 3.9% increase in rents. The drop in energy costs, while across the board, was led by a 5.4% reduction in gasoline prices. The unemployment rate now at 3.7%, the economy at full employment, and economic growth at 3.2% has a potential of much higher inflation rate than 1.6%. Now, add to this a simmering trade war, and you'll have a recipe for rising inflation. According to Reuters, while China's exports have dropped by 1.3%, its imports contracted by more than 7%. It appears that we are paying a higher price than China. Antiquated tariff policies of bigger thy neighbor didn't work in the 1930s, nor in 2002, and it doesn't appear to be working now. The only thing it does is increases the cost of exports and imports. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.